Planters Tea Agency, it was established in 1954 to supply the tea industry in Chalo and Malanje in Malawi with an engineering requirement. And over the years, Planters Tea Agency have expanded the industry they supply to and the engineerings they provide. Their goal is to provide genuine parts with technical advice, training, and above all, trusted service at a market competitive price. As part of their service offering to clients, they cater for individual requirements at reasonable prices within a reasonable time limit. Today we have the privilege to speak to Hilliard Catchett Kay, Managing Director at Planters Tea Agency. Welcome, Hilliard, and thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Albert.
So, Hilliard, tell us, I'm phoning obviously from Lasher. You guys started this in 1954, and I mean, what a magical thing to be able to have, to, from that time, have that foresight, you know, to be established in the company, the country, and provide it as it develops. I was very fortunate to come and visit the country about 2.5 years ago, and it's remarkable to see where Malawi's going and to see also from a government perspective how they keep rising and doing well. But I also know things aren't always easy and always challenges within Africa. So I wanted to know, you created this central point of supply and distribution of the variety products in which you stock to your clients. What was the reason for all of this and what did you see the need for?
Okay, Albert. The company actually had a very long history with Lasher. And when they started the relationship, it's been some decades before I joined the company, 17 odd years ago, there wasn't a supply of any hand tools coming to this country. So there were hand tools coming in from places like Great Britain.
Yeah.
So there was definitely a need for a quality product with a reliable supply. We also had the privilege of developing specific tea tools for the industry. These, of course, being the famous tea shears and the tea pruning knives.
Yes.
And this is kind of what brought us into the supply that we currently have with you.
And tell me the criteria, it's difficult, you know, because it's an inland town, Malawi. You know, it's and the borders are, it's always a challenge to get past the borders. How do you guys find brands in Africa that you get supplied from? How do you find that in general?
Okay, well, being a landlocked country, it's quite difficult. And we do find a lot of Chinese brands coming into the country. And, of course, they're cheap, but they're nasty.
Yeah.
But as far as getting things, it's not a problem. We do have various challenges with foreign exchange and
yes,
all the things that come along with being a landlocked country. However, yeah, we manage. We make it happen.
And tell me, Hilliard, I mean, we always say, you know, and especially towns and countries that are a bit more rural in Africa where supply isn't always just a click button away and 24 hours later it gets delivered, that it's so important, we always find this, that it's so important to supply a fantastic, reliable product. Because when you're in the fields, when you're in the actual market that you serve, you know, you want a reliable tool because it's not always as easy as just to exchange or to go and buy a new one. Do you agree with that? And is that part of the reason you guys stock good quality brands within your business?
Yeah, it is. You know, this company has been going for such a long time that it's not really worth associating our name with any inferior brand.
Yeah.
So you've obviously seen our website, and you would have seen that every single name that is associated with this company is of quality.
Yes.
And that's, you know, where Lasher comes in.
Yes.
We don't have comebacks. We just, there's nothing that's a problem. So we need to be in a position where whatever we sell, we need to be able to put our full name behind it.
Yeah.
And if something comes back, we have to be able to take it off the shelf and give them a replacement.
Yeah, and it's so important, Hilliard, that we always say that even if you've been in the country since 1954, and the same with us, you know, we started in 1927, that we still have to every day produce the quality that we produce, because the moment we let go of that, we immediately see a kickback from the market. You know, the moment that quality dips or quality deteriorates, and that's why it's so important for us to also, since 1927, to also just stick to our guns, and that's to provide a quality tool above everybody else. You know, our tools outlast the competitors 9 to 45 times sometimes factually. And you know, we keep that headspace in mind that there's an end user, and now you put your name to our brand, and we're so fortunate to have that. And then it's our duty and responsibility, you know, from the person that dispatches, from, you know, putting the last paint on or spray, or, you know, putting the steel together, putting the rivets together. Everything that we do in the factories is so important, because we don't have a chance to go and correct it, you know, in Malawi once it's actually in the field. You know, then it's a return of logistics. It's a bloody nightmare to always do that. So it's so important that we always keep that space in mind. And that's also why we're so fortunate and privileged to also be associated with your brand, because like you say, you know, we've also done our homework, and over the years have learned how you guys work. And we've seen that the only sustainable providers in all African countries are the ones that stick to quality. You see fly-by-nights all the time. I'm sure you also get it down there. But the guys that's been there, since 1954, I can assure you that's not because they're lovely people. It's because they carry fantastic products, back up their service, and always provide a reasonable product. What is in most demand with your region at the moment, Elliot, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so in our particular region, we're based in the tea industry.
Yeah.
So the crops that we have here is, of course, tea. We get coffee, mainly a lot of forestry, because they use the timber to run the factories, and macadamia. So in my particular area, we do the tea shears, the tea pruning knives, which are both developed with Lasha, together with Plant Stevenson. And then, of course, there are the other ag-related products. So you've got your slashes, your secateurs, your bow saws, your blades, yeah, your hacksaws for workshops, your pruning saws. That's pretty much about it.
And tell me, Elliot, do you wake up in the morning, and I know you just complimented us there with no return or no comebacks. Do you have still peace of mind with Lasha and selling Lasha?
There's no doubt about it. We're definitely quite confident in the quality of the Lasha product which we supply. And, of course, the customer satisfaction that comes with it.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, we don't have comebacks on the Lasha stuff.
Yes. Well, Elliot, you know, I wanted to also just, and I know you've got a very busy schedule, so we wanted to keep it short and sweet, but the whole Lasha has a message to everybody there in your business, is that we wanted to just say to everybody there at the Planters Tea Agency that we really are so grateful that you guys wake up every single day, you know, one or two people you perhaps know in the business that you deal with, logistics and operations and on the export side, but you've got 650 people here that wake up every day with a passionate determination to ensure agents like yourself in countries that we don't operate in on a day-to-day basis, that we support that vision and that dream that you have for your business, that promise and that commitment that you have to your customer. So I really want to say to everybody dispatching it, everybody collecting the products when it comes in and sending it to the customers, you know, selling our product, that we really want to say we are so grateful to everybody there. And thank you very much for believing in us. And, you know, this is our way of starting to give a bit back, and we'll work more with you on the future in this. But we want to highlight Malawi as a country. Who's available there to stock and to get Lasha for you? And this is the first step towards that journey. So thank you very much for all the passion and love that comes out of that business support wise every single day towards Lasha. We are so grateful.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much. I shall pass the message on to everyone who works.
Thank you very much, Elliot. And, you know, we also, just for anybody in Malawi, and because this message is going out to all to Africa, is to please make contact with them. It's a fantastic brand. We have put our stamp of approval on them from a logistical perspective, how they operate. It's a fantastic and very proud association for us. So thank you very much again for your time this morning, and thank you for believing in us. And I'll make sure that Roy listens to this message. And if there's anything in the future, just give him a call and give him nonsense.
I certainly will. Thanks,
Robert. Thanks, Elliot. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Great. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.